There's a joyous and disappointing day for a Utah family who arrived in the U.S. from Peru. The Porto Carreros had moved here to be closer to family. Elizabeth remarried an American man, and her daughter Pamela says they all applied for permanent residency with their stepfather's help.
But when we showed up at the immigration office, my mom and my sister were granted permanent residency, and I was told that I was denied. And that was because I was over the age of 18.
But Pamela has since been able to obtain two bachelor degrees, get a work permit, is now working to finish her master's at the U. She also got married. Pamela says she wouldn't have been able to do it without an immigration policy set up by the Obama administration, but now she fears that program, DACA, could go away with the new Trump administration.
We feel very uncertain, and there's a lot of uncertainty and fear. I'm not a criminal. That this is my family, and if President Trump is to revoke DACA, I'd be separated from them. I'd be separated from my husband. And not just me, many families here in Salt Lake City and in the state of Utah would be separated from their children, from their parents, from their brothers and sisters.
Meanwhile, Pamela's sister Catherine and her mom became citizens today. Catherine hopes the same thing happens for her sister soon.
She's amazing. She has done more for the community than I have. If anything, she deserves to be a citizen more than I do, I feel like, sometimes. And she's just, I look up to her so much. She has gone to school, and she's my role model. If it wasn't for her, I wouldn't have gone to the university. I wouldn't have done everything. And because of her, I feel like I want to be better. And, you know, I want to do things now. And because I'm going to be a citizen now, I get to have a right to vote, a right to be able to represent the people that I care about, and it's because of her.
You can hear the pride and the worry. Pamela says if President Trump undoes President Obama's executive order tomorrow, she'll be eligible for deportation.